Now, I know that you just said that you don't like to give advice, but you wrote one paper, which I loved, which was all about advice. And the title was, If Money Doesn't Make You Happy, Then You Probably Aren't Spending It Right. So what's the gist of that argument?
Well, we know, mainly through the work of economists, that there is a declining marginal utility of money, which is a fancy way of saying the first dollar makes you really happy and every dollar afterwards makes you a little less happy than the one before it, until at some point it would take a huge amount of dollars to budge your happiness a measurable amount.
Right.
The question is why? Is this just an inherent property of money? Is money like pancakes? After the 10th one, the 11th just isn't going to be good because you're full? I don't think so. Money is actually the capacity to do anything you want. So if, in fact, you are getting less and less pleasure out of money as you earn more of it, one possibility is you're doing the wrong things with it. And in fact, we know that people with a reasonable amount of money do the wrong things. They continue to do the kinds of things that bought them happiness when they had little amount of money.
Okay, what should people do with money?
Well, if you said, look, first of all, that could fill a book, and it does. In fact, the two co-authors of that paper, Mike Norton and Liz Dunn, wrote a book based on our paper called Happy Money. So they do give a long answer to that question, but in a word, I'd say social relationships. We are the single most social species on this planet, and it is no wonder that the source of most of our happiness is our relationships with other people. But how many people do you know who, when they get a big salary boost, say, I'm going to use this to buy myself more time with my wife?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use this money to have a weekly party for my friends. No, they use that money to put themselves in a position to earn even more of it.
Yeah, right.
They buy material goods, which tend to stop bringing you happiness fairly quickly after you buy them, which is why you have to keep upgrading them. If somebody said, give me your advice, I'd say, look, invest in your social relationships. They're a better predictor of your happiness than your wealth, than your health, than your age, than your gender, than almost anything else.